Weiter in Shasper, we come to Chafe, picking up on Chaf Dalma Beis Bada Bama, the page Bada Mishtan. About a Mishtan. Continuing on and explaining the Mishtan, Tesvavim Beis, we're now moving into the concept of Shor Hamazik, Birshus Hanizak. That is a Shor. The damage is in the Birshus Hanizak. Kate said, what's going to be the din? Nogach, Nogaf, Noshach, Ravatz, Ba'at, if it did any of these things, gored, pushed, bit, squatted, or kicked. Rashi says all these are told us of Keren, Birshus Arabim, Birshus Arabim, Mishal Mechatzi Nezek, Kipei Chatzi Nezek, Birshus Anizak, but if it was in the place of the damage, there would be Tafrenom and Nezek Shalom, you pay full on damage. Chamom, Mechatzi Nezek, only Chatzi Nezek. Says the Mishnah. Although every time from the Rebbe says, you know why I say you got to pay full on? I learned from a Kavachomer. Maba makam sheikel al shein rather regel b'shus rabim shu putter. In a place that they're makel by shein and regel that they say b'shus rabim your putter. But hechmer lein b'shus anizak l'sham nezek shalom. If it would be done in the b'shus anizak as nezek shalom, then makam shehechmer l'keren b'shus rabim l'shalom echatzi nezek. It's straight up to be chazanek b'shus rabim. Then ain't no din shenachmer alav b'shus anizak l'sham nezek shalom. Kalvachomer, it's just an easy game to play Nezek Shalim. Amrulo, so the Chachom say back to him, Dayo. Here comes the principle of Dayo, which is something that's going to be spending a lot of time on today. Dayo lavomen adin leos kenidon. That is that the Chachom say back, it's enough for the thing that's learned out to go according to the thing it was learned out from, and not more. So since you're learning it from Chatzin Ezek of Rishus Arabim, therefore we do Chatzin Ezek of Rishus Hayachid. Mar Rishus Arabim Chatzin Ezek, Af Rishus Nizek Chatzin Ezek. Armulim. So Rabbi Tavern says back to him, Afani, beep, turn the page, Chafei, lo adun karen mi karen. I'm not learning out karen because of the nizak from the laws of karen in Rishus HaRabim, and the adun karen mi regel. I'm learning out karen of Rishus HaNizak from regel. Umav makom shehekel al shein al regel Rishus HaRabim. They're mekel, but hechmir be karen. They're machmir that comes to karen. And makom shenachmir al shein al regel Rishus HaNizak. Whether machmir over there, we see have to pay full on. You know, din shenachmir b'karen, you have to go and be nachmir there also and pay full on. And below they say back on the same thing. Dayo lovim and adin leos kenidon. Don't try to crossbreed over here. And that is Rashi says the sof ilav karen b'shus arabim lo mishkachu sad kavachomer. There's no kavachomer there. So therefore, my b'shus arabim chatzin ezek, apreshus anizek chatzin ezek as well. Period. Now says the Gemara. Understand? Rabbi Tarfon doesn't hold of dayo. He's saying it's full on because you're learning even more the Kavachomer, but Rabbi Tarfon lists like Dayo, Vahodayo, Doraiso. The prince of Dayo is the Doraiso to Gedein, right? It's just by the good Yudgimel Midos that the Kohanim, that Batoros Kohanim, we learn from the Kavachomer. The Tanya, we're going to see that the Midoraiso, we learn the concept of Kavachomer, and Dayo is learned from that, and therefore it's Doraiso, of course, he holds the Tanya. Midin Kavachomer, Ketzad. How do we see this idea that we learn a diet from a Kavachomer? We did Kavachomer Keitzad. Well, we have the whole parasha of Miriam speaking Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu. But she did that. She was quarantined for 7 days. And the Moshe Rabbeinu davens, Kel, no, refund, no, la, save her, you know, take her out of it. And Hashem says back to Moshe, the father would spit in her face. Would she not be humiliated for 7 days? Kalva Chomer L'Shchina Arba'asa Yom. So certainly to the Shchina should be 14 days. Ella, the next pasuk tells us, though, only quarantine him for 7 days. Dayo, love him, and Adin Leos Kenidon. We're learning out from that 7 days or so, too. Let it just be 7 days. Okay, so we see Kalva Chomer, and the idea of Dayo is Midoraisa. I'm going to be tired from going against it. So it's a Gemara, ki lesli dayo hechta mifrach kavachomer. When would Rabbi Tarfon, of course he holds of dayo. When he doesn't hold of it, is if it's going to knock off the kavachomer entirely by going a dayo. Hechta lo mifrach kavachomer isli dayo. But if you're not going to knock off the kavachomer, of course he holds of dayo. Now what does that mean? Hasam shiva the shchina loksivi. It doesn't say by the whole story of Miriam that the 7 days of quarantine from you know because of Hashem, and we learn it out. Asa kavachomer and I see abayase. Therefore, the Kavachomer is coming and bringing us this concept of to Hashem for 14 days. So Dayo, an apik shiva for oki shiva. So then Dayo comes along and says, let's take away the 7 of those 14, and we left over with 7. Aval hacha, but over here, chatzin nezek siv, it says straight up chatzin nezek. Karen, it says straight up, nothing to talk about there. It's chatzin nezek. Vasa Kavachomer, vaisi chatzin nezek, achrina v'nasa nezek shalim. The Kavachomer comes along and teaches it to be now 14, now we have nezek shalim. And idarshu Dayo, ifrichli Kavachomer, if you say Dayo, now that you just knocked off the Kavachomer entirely, That's where he doesn't hold of dial. For Rabbanan, Shavuot, the Shechina, Aksive. And what do the Chacham say? They say the idea of the 7 days of the Shechina is actually written out straight up. It says at the end of the pasuk, Tisager Shivas Yamim, let it be for 7 days. So therefore, even in such an instance, you see that clearly he holds of Dayo. It says Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon says back, Rabbi Tarfon, Nahu Tisager, Dorshin and Dayohu. He says, no. That part that let her be quarantined, that part of the pasuk, is there to teach us that we learn out Dayo, that we expound this Kavach Homer according to Dayo. Says so they say back, we have another pasuk that teaches to teach us the principle of Dayo, and Miriam was quarantined outside for 7 days. Says back, no, for every time for Nahuda, feel about Amadushin Dayo. He says, no, that's to teach us that we even say Dayo in other places as well. Right? Says Umiyasura the Krug, I mean, I'll read from the fact that there's an extra pasuk over there. But lo tomar, don't think, hacha mishum kodosh Moshe, only here because of the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu, daven that she should be better, that she should be healed. That's when we say Dayo to go to 7 days. But generally, we wouldn't see such a thing, kamash malan. It's found in other places as well. Amar le Rav Papa le Abaye. So now we see, we're saying that everybody holds of Dayo. Even Rabbi Tarfon, just there's times that he wouldn't, and that we had to just go to explain. But now we're going to see that maybe the other people actually don't hold of Dayo altogether. It says Rav Papa to Abaye, Vaha, Hai Tana, Delo Darish Dayo, Afagav, Delo Kal Mifra Kavachomer. But we have a Tana who goes and doesn't hold of Dayo, even if it's not like of the Kavachomer, the Tanya. We're looking at the Braisa. Keri Bizav Minayin. There's something called a Zav, there's a seminal emission, and the carry of a Zav, says Rashi, that what's going to happen, it's going to the tipa, is going to be metame, b'maga uvemasa, just like the tipa of a Zav. A Zav is a person that's an emission. The carry of a Zav, person who is in a state of Zav, is going to be metame, maga umasa, and the question is, where do we know this from? Vidinhu. You say it's a kavachomer. Ma tahor b'tahor tame b'tame. If a taller person spits, then the spit that comes out of it remains tahor, is going to be tame when it's coming out of a person that is a tame person, and it's going to be metame through maga umasa, touching or carrying. Tame betahor, then ain't no dinshi tame betame. Then it's a kavachomer that if tame comes out of something which is tahor, whoo, confusing to spell out, then tame betahor. Don't we say, kal v'chomer, that something which is tame when coming from a person who is tahor, tame b'tahor, meaning a tahor person that the zera comes out of which is tame, enu din she tame b'tame, is tame when coming out of a tame person. Basically, zera, semen, that comes out of a tahor person is tame, then clearly if it's coming out of a zav, it's going to be tame as well. V'kamaisi la bein lamaga bein lamasa. And this Tana is learning out the tuma of a zav's zera, both in reference to being tame through maga, through touching, and through masa, through carrying. Rashi says, ki rok, just like spit. Now we're going to see how it isn't hold of dio here. V'amai. Why should we be able to learn now this kavachomer that a zav's semen is going to be metame even through masa, through carrying? Nema ahani kavachomer lemaga. Let's say the kavachomer helps or teaching the zav's going to go in through maga. Ahani dayo lafuke masa. And that this idea of dayo is going to help to exclude the zav's zera from being metame through masa. As Rashi says, the ha carry shall tower ain't a tummy of a masa. You don't become tummy of a regular person who has carry through masa, through carrying it, as long as you're not touching it over here. So don't we see here that this Tana doesn't hold of Dayo, even where something will be left over for the Kavachomer after Dayo comes along? The Gemara, so you see, not everyone holds of Dayo. Says Gemara, v'chitem lamaga lo itzu Kavachomer. If you want to say that, in reference to Maga, you don't need the Kavachom to tell you that that's going to be true. The Lo Gara Migavra Torah, because it's no different than a regular Torah, different guy, that's going to be the case. Right? Don't say that, because Itzrich, we taka, do need the Kavachom to teach that the Zav's carry his Zera is going to be Metame through Maga, because Sakata Tachamina Mikra Lilak Siv. Maybe you would think that the Torah says about Zerah, the Tum of Zerah comes through a Mikra Laila. And therefore, Misha Kerio Garim Lo. The Tumah of Zera applies only in the case that one whose regular case of carry is going to cause him to have this. Yatza Zera, Shein Kerio Garim Lo, Ela Davar Acher Garim Lo. Excluding the Zav, who the regular case of Zera is not causing him to have this thing coming out, but rather it's this type of thing called Zav that's causing him to do that. Kamashvala, and therefore to come tell you that even that the Zav semen is going to be tummy through Maga, just like the regular case. And therefore the Kavachomer wouldn't have been knocked off entirely by using Dio. And still, the Tana is not applying Dio. Must be not everyone does hold of Dio. Look at that. Says the Gemara, Midi Velo Dover Acherksiv. Pardon, wrong trap. Midi Velo Dover Acherksiv. Is it at all so that, but not something else is written? Right? Is nothing else written in the Pasuk? Meaning the Pasuk doesn't say any type of thing, doesn't qualify this idea. And therefore the words, when it says, through a Mikra Laila, by themselves are going to imply that there's Tumah, and I don't care whether it's coming naturally or it's coming from Zav. So there's no special Kavachomer that's needed to teach that the Zav's carry is going to be Matana through Mas, through Maga. The Kavachomer is only needed to teach that the Zav's stuff is going to be through Masa. And that's why the Tana doesn't apply Dio, since if that would be the case, it would actually knock off the entire Kavachomer. So we say again, it's like the principle of Rabbi Tarfon, that we say Dio unless it's going to knock off the whole Kavachomer like it does over here. Now, once we brought up this price, who is it? Uman Tana Shamet Leidamir Shivcha Zer Shil Zov Metami B'masa. Shivcha Zer is going to be Metami B'masa. Lo Rabbi Eliezer V'lo Bishu. Neither of the two of them. The Tana, we learned to the Mishnah. Masor Sasha, switch over there quickly. The Tanya, we learned to the Mishnah. So straight up, that is that the Shivcha Zera of Zav is going to be only Maga and not Masa. Rabbi Shua Omer, Afetami Masa. It says even going to be Metami Masa. Lefisha Iev Shar Balot Tzuse Ziva. Because it's impossible that the semen doesn't have any Zav stuff, a liquid of Zav that's coming out also. So for the Tana who says that the Zav semen is going to be Metami through Masa, through carrying, can't be Rabbi Eliezer who says straight up not like that. And it's not even Rabbi Yoshua. Why? Because Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Yoshua Hasam El Shef Shabalot Sechsus Reziva. Because apostle is not Zav over there. Allah Vachim, if there wouldn't have been Zav over there, then Taka, regular Zera of a Zav, would not be Metamba Bimasa. So for it's neither of them. Elahai Tano, must be it's the following Tana, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah in Kalim. We learned in the Mishnah, above them are, beep, turn the page. Zovo shel zav, veruko shel shivcha zaro, umimi raglov, vedam anida, mitam beba maga, beba masa. Little background over here, the Mishnah in Kalim, we had an earlier Mishnah that said that there are three avos hatumah, primary tumas, that will cause tumah only through touching. You have to touch it and become tummy. Sheretz, zera, and summum, who became tummy through touching a dead body. And the Mishnah says here that above, meaning even greater than the three, are avosatuma. Then these three are avosatuma that transmit tuma not only through touching, but even through carrying them. And that's what we said right now. And that is the zav, the liquid, the fluid that comes out of a zav, the zav stuff of a zav, the spit of a zav, and the zera. And the zera, umei raglav, and if he is urine, vedam nida, and the blood of a nida, all these are going to be tamei b'maga and b'masa. Must be this person is the author. So maybe that's not a raya. Maybe it's only because it can't be. There's no ziva over there. And don't tell me it's just zera itself. It's more M. Cain, listnai gabi zovo. If it's true that it means a zav semen is metami through masa, only because it has some zav there, so let it say right next to zav. Ma'ichtav deketani la gabi roko. Why does he put it next to rok? Elamishum dasi miroko. Must be because we learn out from rok. So the Gemara is telling us that the Tana of this brisa is the same Tana as this Mishnah. Doesn't hold of pardon, says that the Shifcha Zera Vizav is going to be Tama even Bimasa. This is this, whoever has this Mishnah and this Brisa are the same person. Now we're back to Dayo. Is anyone not hold of Dayo? So far, so good. We see everyone holds of Dayo. We tried to say Retarfa doesn't. We say, of course he does. Tried to say someone else doesn't. We say, no, of course he does. It's a great Retarfa. So I'm a labor of Achami Diftila Ravina. The ha hai tana, but we have this tana that lo darish dayo va'afal gav the lo mifra kavachomer, even though it's not accurate of the kavachomer. The tana we learned in a braisa mapatz b'meis minayin. Where do we know that a mapatz, which is a mat that's made out of reeds, says Rashi, shemetame lefi shenemar b'meis gabe midin. V'kol beged v'chol kliar. So we say gabi midyan by midyan. Sorry, gabi midyan. Where do we know that a mat is going to be metame in the case of touching a dead body? V'dinhu it's kal v'chomer. Uma pachin ketanim shet tahorim bezav metame v'meis. Pachin ketanim coming up the Chanukah, my friends. Small vessels which are tar in the case of zav. We're talking about over here a kli cheres that's so small that the only way it comes tame is by putting tame in the airspace of it inside. When you have these pachim ketanim, it's too small to even fit the finger over there, so it can't become tame for the zav. It's impossible for the zav's finger to get into it, and therefore it's not going to become through masa, and the zav's not able to convey tame to something through, I'm sorry, maga, and then through masa. Let's back it up a little bit. It's impossible for him to put his finger in there, and therefore it's not going to be going to tummy through maga. And like we said, that a zav cannot convey tuma to something through masa if he can't do it through maga. And since this is something which, and it's also not going to be through hesed, right? Through, right? Not, am I saying the right word there? I'm sorry, through medrash, through sitting on it, because something which is too small like that, it's not a kli that's made for such an idea like that, therefore it's not going to become tameh. So these things that are tar by zav, yet they become tameh in the case of touching a dead body, meaning it's if it's underneath, if it's an ohel, then it's going to become tameh. Then mapatz, then a mat, shemetameh bezav, eno din shetameh mace. If it's metameh bezav, of course it's going to be tameh with mace. Rashi says that sheroi lemishkav, uksiva mishkav, asher yishkav. Therefore, it's going to become a tame. If a kamaisa, la, bein l'tumas erev, bein l'tumas shiva, and the Tana learns out the fact that it's roi l'kabel tuma of mace, both in reference to the tuma until the night and for 7 days. Now, where do we see from this is in hold of dayo v'amai? Why should we be able to learn from this kavachomer that a dead body is going to make this mat tummy for 7 days? Ema, why don't we just say instead that ahani kavachomer l'tumas erev? The kavachomer is going to help for teaching that the mat can become tummy until the nighttime, but not for 7 days, right? V'ahani dayo lafuki tumas shiva. And a dayo is going to help for excluding it for 7 days because this chumra is not possessed by the source, by bezav. So don't we see then that this tana doesn't hold of dayo? Even where something will remain of the kavachomer is teaching after das application, right? It still is going to be there. And we say dayo is only when there's no kavachomer. But even there's a kavachomer, we would say there is dayo. But here we're saying not. It says Gemara, Amalei Kivar Ramania Le Rav Nechumi by Zachari Labai. So Ravidus is back that he already asked this to Abai. This question was already asked. Formula Abai Tana Mimapatz Besheretz Maisile. He said, but answered him that this Tana, this Baisa learns the Roy the Kabatum of a bat, the dead body, from the law of Sheretz through a different way of learning. V'hachi ka'amar, right? It's a gzirah shava, learning out a dead body to a Sheretz, like we're going to see. V'hachi ka'amar is what it means to say. Maputz b'sheretz minayin. Where do we know that the maputz, this mat, is going to be mekabatuma in the case of touching a Sheretz? One of the creepy crawlers. Vidinu, say it's a kavachomer. Uma pachin ketanim shetahorim b'zav tamei b'sheretz. Pachin ketanim that are tahor when it comes to the idea of zav, like we explained. Yet, you're telling me by sheretz that it if a dead sheretz The kli cheres can be mekabel tuma if a dead sheretz or part of it falls into it, and this is possible even when it's really, really small, because this is supposed to be the size of a lentil that falls in over there. Maybe the finger can't fit in, but that can fit in. Then mapet shetami bezav, and din shei tami b'sheretz. So if it's going to be tami bezav, of course it's going to be tami b'sheretz. So it's the Gemara. Ella mapetz b'meis b'nayin. So where do we learn that? That mapetz b'meis is going to be the case. Gzera shava. Nemar beged v'or b'sheretz. Nemar beged v'or b'meis. Mapeged v'or ha'omer b'sheretz mapetz tami bo. Mapeged v'or ha'omer b'meis mapetz tami bo. So therefore, we have nothing to do over here with the concept of dayo. So don't tell me that this guy doesn't hold, this tana doesn't hold of it. Now, mufne, understand, when we're talking about this idea of gezer shava, it can only work if it's sitting and ready for the picking. That's when gezer shava is going to be irrefutable, so to speak. But let's say it wasn't free. We needed those words for itself. So now don't think it's like a hyperlink to equate two different ideas. The only time you can use a one word and another word in the Torah to equate the two is if one of them is sitting there like a sitting duck, ready to be taken. But if we need it for that particular reason, then we can no longer learn out one from the other. So that's it. And then we can learn it out unless there's some kasha. Mufna, di lo mufna ikel mifach. It's got to be that this whole idea of or that we just made this gezer shavir, begging an or, it must have been mufna. Because if not, then we could have knocked it out. We could have asked a kasha. And you couldn't learn from the other. Mala sheretz came with tamei b'kadosha. Sheretz is going to be tamei b'kadosha. Tomer b'mei shein with tamei b'kadosha. Elu b'kazayis, it's only with the kazayis. Therefore, must be that it's mufta, and that's where they learn the things out from one another. Says Gemara, loy, you're right, it's true. Avdui mufta, it's taka, this idea of or and beged. These two words over here that we're learning it out from, or and beged. Begin and or, taka were free to be used. Michti, sheretz, iskish, l'shuch, zera. Because sheretz, we know, is compared to zera. Dechsev, o ish, asher, teitze. The pasuk says that, or a man from whom there shall come forth zera. Rashi says, ish, mizera, aron, v'utzarua, ozav, v'kachem, lo yochel, asher, yitav, v'noge, v'chol, tami nefesh, o ish, asher, teitze, v'min, l'shuch, zera. So we go and we say that sheretz has learned that from that. V'samech lei, o ish asher yiga v'chol sheretz. Uksiv bei b'shiv chazera v'chol beged v'chol or asher yiga alav b'shiv chazera beged v'or d'chaz v'chmona b'sheretz. Tell me, why do I have to say it all together? It doesn't need to because we're learning it out. Shema minol afnuya, must be it's there because it's sitting open in order to learn out this principle that we can't knock it out. Frek the gemar, v'akati mufta mitzad echadu. Still, it's only mufta from one side. No, there's only... Really, we would have liked it to be that both sides of the Gezer Shava, the words that we're learning out from, that are just sitting there and open to learn from. Here, it's only from one. That works well according to the mandama that holds. That when it's open on one side, then it's still strong and you can't knock it off. According to when it says we can learn out some ideas, if you don't knock it off, but if you can knock it off, then you can knock it off. What are we going to deal with now? And for the Gemara, the Meis Nami of the Mufta. In Chinami, both sides are free, are extra words over there. Even by the Meis, it's extra. The dead body, we don't need it because Michti, Meis is Kirtul Shivchazera. We learn Meis from Shivchazera. Duchsev Vanogia Vachol Tami Nefesh O Ish Asher Teitzim Imenu. Uksiv Bebe Shivchazera Vachol Beged Vachol Or Asher Yeh Olav Shivchazera. Since we learn out. We learn out Meis from Shivchazera, and Shivchazera already has those words of Begin and Or, so we don't need it over here. Why is it there? So Begin for Or, the Kusachonah of Meis, Lamali, what do I need it for? It is sitting free. Now it's free from both sides, and it's free from both sides, then it's something which stays strong, and we're not going to knock it out. So through this Gezer Shavah, then we're going to learn out the idea of Sheretz, that a dead body also is going to be conveying tuma to a mat. Frankly, Gemara, din mina v'oki basra. This works only according to the one who says, learn from it, but place in its own context. El lamandamar, according to the one who says, dun mina umina ma'ik lamemar. When we make a gezer shava, how far does it go? This is a question a general question about gezer shava. Do we say that which is learning from it takes on the same characteristics of where it is learned from. That's known as dun mina umina, or do we say dun mina va'oki ba'asra, or do we have to learn out but place in its own context? So what we're learning over here is that the tumma of the source area of where we're learning it from is sheretz, is only until the nighttime. And the target one meaning of mace is 7 days. So according to dun mina, learn from it, but place in its own context, can we learn out from sheretz that a mat is going to become tumma from tumas mace, and that the tumma becomes 7 day tumma as well? That's the question here. Lamai d'amar dun mina mina ma'ik. Remember, what's he going to say? Amarava amar kala pasukses v'chibastim bigdechem b'yom ashvi, and you shall immerse your clothing on the 7th day and become tahor, which is telling us kol tumma shatem mitamim b'mace lo yipchusim mishiva. Any tumma that comes from a mace is not going to be less than 7 days. Therefore, the mat is going to be 7 days. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.